The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for a prayer by the Reverend Gok, followed and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the second letter of Timothy, we read, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of power and of love and a disciplined mind. Mission God, help us to see that there is nothing mutually exclusive about our using our hearts and our minds, for they often help us to make the very best decisions of all. So help us, Lord, to strive for a balance between boldness and love, between power and wisdom and wise discretion, so that we act in wholesome ways that produce equity and justice for all that we will encounter this day. And we pray that the product of our efforts with one another will aid the people of Missouri. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the first. Senator from first is here. Senator from Dunklin is here. Senator from Lawrence is here. Senator from Scott is here. Senator from the 20th is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 41st day, Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to
from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Boone has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Boone is recognized to close.
President, I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Madam President. If we could recognize to my right and to your left, I have some esteemed guests. I created a youth advisory board, which advises me on issues that impact this body and that we focus on every single day. As we all know, the young people and the students and the children are the future. And I personally believe that the future is bright. So if we can recognize DeAndre Smith, who's a student at DeSmet Jesuit High School, David Poster, Pattonville High School, Olivia Smith, Luther North High School, Alma Bromley Perry, Crossroads College Prep, and the chair of our youth advisory board, Ms. Stephanie and Jerry from Lutheran North. If the body can please recognize this distinguished youth advisory board, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Madam President.
Let's please welcome these guests of the Senator from the 14th. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President. Could you please refer SR Senate Resolution 189 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
That resolution will be referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a report.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 327, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 120, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
The order of business is Senate Bills for Perfection, Formal Calendar, Senate Bill 289 with Senate Committee Substitute, the Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill 289 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Phelps. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. And the ayes have it. Senator, do you care to move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute and explain the bill?
I now move the Senate committee substitute be adopted, and I have a Senate substitute. I move for a waiver of the reading, and Madam President, it has been distributed.
Okay. My apologies. Senator, would you send your substitute forward? And hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Do you care for the to move for the adoption and explain the substitute?
Thank you. Do you want me to explain my
substitute? Yes, please explain your substitute.
Okay. Senate Bill 289 requires all commissioned peace officers to submit to a state and federal fingerprint criminal database history check, and it's a wrap-back program as of July 1st, 2022. The fingerprint background checks are a snapshot in time. The time the fingerprints are ran as a licensed peace officer is to arrest anywhere in the U.S. excuse me, and have their fingerprints taken, licensed agency, and the officers commissioning agency may never find out the background.
Could we please get some order in the chamber? I'm even hearing, having trouble hearing up here. Senator from Phelps, please proceed.
Thank you. Basically, this Senate substitute removes a mandatory reporting provision from the introduced version. The language is added, excuse me, to Senate Bill 53 and 60, sponsored by the Senator from Platt, which we third read Monday.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Phelps, you're recognized to close.
No, thank you, Madam President. I close.
The senator from Phelps moves that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 289 be adopted. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 289 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Phelps, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The Senator from Phelps moves that the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 289 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many as are that opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Remaining on that calendar, Senate Bill 176, the Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill 176 be taken up for perfection.
The Senator from Green moves that Senate Bill number 176 be taken up for perfection. As many as are that opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a Senate substitute. I would ask for a waiver of the reading and move for its adoption. It has been distributed, I believe, 2 days ago, Madam President.
Send your Senate substitute forward. Hearing none. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. And do you care to move for the adoption and explain the substitute?
Yes, Madam President, I do move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. This Senate Bill 176 deals with tiny robots. Tiny robots are the wave of the future. And these tiny robots are I think, called personal delivery devices. But in the age that we're living in now, as more and more consumers are purchasing products online and more and more shipments are going out into our communities, this legislation seeks to give those communities the opportunity, does not require, but gives them the opportunity to use personal delivery devices in neighborhoods. Companies like Amazon and Wayfair, things like that, could then distribute the packages, generally smaller in nature, through our communities. We built some protections in this. We worked with the delegation from the Kansas City area that had some concerns about liability for their community. We've built some protections in that allow those communities to restrict where these delivery devices are operating. And this has been, it's been a work in progress, and I applaud a lot of our colleagues who've come to the table with concerns and then worked through them in an effort to allow these tiny robots into our communities. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions, Madam President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate substitute? Senator from Platt.
To inquire of the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Platt?
I do.
He does. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. I am supportive of the filed version of the bill. I just had a quick question. This committee, there, the floor substitute, what changes? Sure. I don't think we've got it distributed yet, or is
no,
it?
You should have it. You should
okay,
have
so
it.
Senate so
Bill 176, it would distribute, the Senate substitute was distributed
okay.
2 days ago.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, we can go through the changes. We had originally included a weight limit on these personal delivery devices. We have now removed that restriction. We referenced some federal law regarding the transportation of hazardous materials. We don't necessarily, on the front end of this exploration into tiny robots, we wanted to make sure that they are restricted from carrying hazardous materials as is defined by federal law. And then we built in some additional protections for political subdivisions to further regulate if they see necessary. If you look at that final bulletin on that front page on your substitute.
Got it. Okay. All those seem reasonable. The first bullet point that's on here, the removing the weight limit.
Sure.
I'm assuming the reason the weight limit was in there before maybe had to do with public safety, that if there was a collision with one of these items, that if you were in a normal vehicle, you would overwhelm the robot if it was less than 750 pounds. But now that there's no weight limit.
Well, I think my intention there is to build in some flexibility for the manufacturers of these robots so that we don't restrict the building of these delivery devices.
Okay.
And if they ended up, if they ended up weighing a little more or a little less, I don't think it should be as.
There are three senators standing. Junior Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Madam President. Point of personal privilege, permission to introduce special guest.
Are you asking for unanimous consent to introduce special guest, Senator? Proceed.
Hearing
no objections, you may proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. If you will, to my left and the President's right, you will see this great-looking group of young students from the South Iron School District, which is in the southern part of my district. I am so honored to have them here today. The girls who are sitting on the front row placed fourth at state in the 1A District Girls Basketball Championship. Their coaches, and coaches, would you please raise your hand? Lawrence Graves, Jeff Ayers, and Josh Rainey. Standing behind them What an honor for them to be here today and for me to recognize and introduce their team, the South Iron Boys Class 1A State Boys Basketball Champions. And would their coaches please raise their hand when I give their names. Head coach, Dusty Dinkins. And assistant coaches, Jared Middleton, Delbert Jackson, and Jason McMurray. We are so honored to have them here today, Madam President, and I ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome these special guests of the Senator from Jefferson, and congratulations. Senator from Platt and Senator from Green, you may proceed.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Madam President. So the intent there on the weight limits is to allow those political subdivisions to work with the manufacturers of these robots, not only on the weight of them, but you know, with speed limits and safety concerns that those communities might have.
And do we know? I mean, are there, I'm assuming that there are companies in the marketplace right now that manufacture these robots, and that do we know? Do a lot of them weigh more than 750 pounds?
I actually tried to get a tiny robot to come to the Senate chamber to be a page for the day.
That would have been fantastic.
As the senator from Johnson very, very well knows, there are some logistical Senate rule issues with having tiny robots in our chamber. So that may be something that the senator from Franklin and his committee could maybe look into in the future.
Well, and I was just thinking, too, again, I don't think I have any issues with this, but I was just thinking maybe we should be referring to this as the bill formerly known as the Tiny Robot Bill, because now that we're removing the weight limit.
Yeah, they could be as big,
they could be as big as
houses. That's
true.
That's not going to be. I have seen some pictures of what has been used in some other communities, and they are generally fairly small.
Fairly small.
And they carry fairly small packages. They are, I mean, this is kind of, this is what I would call the last mile of those delivery efforts. This isn't going to replace, you know, the box trucks that are moving things from warehouses to distribution centers and things like that. My intent here is that this would give the availability to have some of these things in some neighborhoods and things like that to deliver smaller packages.
Right. And I mean, I think a lot of these, like Amazon and other online retailers right now, they're already delivering things with drones.
Correct.
Right now, I think that's currently happening.
Yeah, in some communities, you're right.
Yep. Senator, thank you for the inquiry.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Madam President. I have an amendment.
Please send the amendment forward, and has that amendment been distributed?
Has been, and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Please move for the adoption of the amendment, and please proceed with your explanation.
Thank you, Madam President. This is a tiny robot, tiny amendment. It just says this was a compromise, I believe, that came from the House that I was asked to include here, that said that the device operators may not sell or disclose personally identifiable likenesses to a third party in exchange for monetary compensation, and also requires a subpoena from law enforcement before providing any photographic identificational information to law enforcement. That's the extent of the amendment.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 20th. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. To inquire the senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Green?
Of course.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you, Senator. Real quickly, for the benefit of the body, this is language that that we have actually worked with some of our colleagues on the other side of this building to alleviate some concerns. Am I right, Senator?
That's my understanding.
Yep. All right. Thank you. I support the amendment. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are on Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by the Senator from the 7th. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 7th, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 7th renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 be adopted. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are back on Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 176. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first.
Madam President, may I inquire of the senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the first? He does. You may proceed.
Morning.
Morning.
Just a couple questions. Section 2, I guess under line 6, it says a power device operated primarily on sidewalks and crosswalks intended primarily for transport of property. So what does primarily mean? I mean, it's going to be in the streets, obviously, at some point.
Right. So the intent there is that, generally speaking, and primarily when these things are in communities, they'll be on sidewalks and operating in crosswalks. However, I didn't think we should be so restrictive that if a tiny robot had to, you know, cut across an intersection or move in a different way that wasn't actually on a sidewalk or in a crosswalk, that we ought to have just a little bit of flexibility in there, that primarily that's where they're going to be. And again, I'll go back to the language that we've allowed the localities to be as restrictive with their local ordinances as they would like to be, down to, you know, the size and the weight and the speed limit at which they can travel. So they could regulate where these robots could be operating.
And that was part of my second question. So it'll give the ability of local jurisdictions to be able to regulate.
Correct.
Exactly where they operate. And then I see later in here it says about 10 miles per hour on a sidewalk.
Yeah, the senator from Johnson and I were just talking about that. He said, you know, that's a six-minute mile. And he said, can you run a six-minute mile? And I have. I couldn't do it for a very long distance, and I probably couldn't do it carrying a lot of packages. But I imagine that communities will build in the ordinances that would restrict the speed at which these robots would travel.
And then we also think the coverage here, the $100,000 liability, is that sufficient to say maybe some small child would possibly get run over by one?
Well, and this is that language was, and then the dollar amount was a collaborative effort with communities around the state who said, you know, this is kind of where we want to see those levels end up. Honestly, Senator, I'm willing to work on things like that.
It's not a super high. In general, I'm not a real fan of self-checkout. I'm not a fan of getting rid of jobs in general, but I also want to see technology go forward. So, but I was just curious about those areas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President.
We are on Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 176. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Clay.
May I inquire the senator from Green, please?
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from Senator from Clay? He does. You may proceed.
Hi, Senator.
Good morning, Senator.
Apologies. I didn't hear your inquiry with the senator from Johnson, so he may have already asked about this, but
actually an offline discussion. It wasn't actually, he was just saying 10 miles an hour is kind of fast. Yeah, so I could run a 6 minute mile, and I said, you know, maybe like one.
Well, then that explains why I didn't hear that discussion. The line that sticks out to me is on page 2, and it's line 42. It says, subject to the requirements of this section, a personal delivery device operating on a sidewalk or crosswalk shall have all the rights and responsibilities applicable to a pedestrian under the same circumstances. So I guess this is more a philosophical question of, do we think it's wise to confer
the rights and responsibilities onto a robot? So again, the intent there is that they would be operating in the same spaces as pedestrians, so they should be then held accountable to, you know, the same standard. I don't know, maybe rights is not the correct word that we want to use there, but the intent there is that they would be good stewards of our public right-of-ways when they're operating in those spaces.
And I agree with that intention. I just wonder if there are implications beyond if we're conferring the same rights on to robots.
Tiny robots.
Yeah. Have you seen The Terminator, Senator?
I have not seen The Terminator.
All right, well, I appreciate the inquiry, and I'll give that some thought. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
There are three senators standing. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Madam President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator from second.
Thank you, Madam President. On my left and your right, I have some special guests from Teen Eagles, Jenny, Elijah, Ben, Josiah, and Bella Woodward, Andrew Muller, and my son, Joseph Onder. I'd ask this body to make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome these guests of the Senator from the Second. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Madam President. To inquire of the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Callaway? He does. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. So I'm kind of at the same place where the Senator from Clay was talking. So if these things are going to be low level, these tiny robots, where they're going to be on the sidewalk, and the crosswalks, how do you keep a car from hitting one, not seeing it coming?
Oh, hello, hey, Heather. My explanation there would be that these would be primarily operating in what I would describe as like neighborhood environments, where I don't know about your community.
I think it's a neat.
I don't know about your communities, but in my community, most of our speed limits in our neighborhoods are 20 to 25 miles an hour.
I'm just thinking people are not used to seeing them make a left turn or in the crosswalk. You know, if it's buzzing, it's just an interesting concept.
It is a very interesting concept.
And you think about.
Go ahead.
Well, people who are deaf. They won't hear it coming, or people who are blind won't see it coming. Just thinking of, I thought they would be flying at a little higher
level. Well, yeah. So these are obviously different than one comment earlier was we already have online retailers that are utilizing drone delivery, so
right.
In the air, and these would not be delivering packages in that.
But they're
fashion.
Going to be human being height. When they fly,
the ones that I've seen, the ones that I've seen are smaller. I would probably liken it to a smaller wheelchair size.
Oh, they're that big.
I would I'm gonna do about maybe a 2 foot square, 3.5 feet tall, something like that.
Oh, I had never seen one. I didn't know they were.
I'm telling you, I tried to get one in here. If I was better at this, I could have probably gotten it done.
This size, and maybe they would fly above the stoplights and stuff. That's
no, these are ground traveling.
Okay, now I'm going to have to Google them.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Madam President.
We are on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 176. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Newton.
To inquire of the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Newton?
I do.
He does. You may proceed.
Forgive me. I got called out for a second.
Sure.
So if you've already addressed this, just tell me you already did. They have the same rights and responsibilities as a person walking on the sidewalk. But the speed can be up to 10, maximum of 10 miles an hour. Is that correct?
The way the legislation reads right now, maximum 10. But I guess my explanation here is that the local communities can develop whatever ordinances and restrictions that they see fit. If they want to restrict them to where they're traveling and further restrict the speed, we're giving the flexibility to the local communities to do that.
I guess my concern was mentioned is somebody blind can't hear. What the little gizmos coming down the sidewalk at me doing 5 miles an hour, and I'm hobbling along as best I can, trucking along at 3 miles an hour. What happens when we want to meet it, when we're going to be in the same spot at the same time? Is the autonomous little device smart enough? Does it yield to the pedestrian? Does it run over the pedestrian? I mean, that was my concern, especially if you're dealing with somebody that's a little more impaired for sight or mobility.
Right.
Is that...
So I think I would liken this to similarly the autonomous, and it's not an autonomous vehicle on the roadway, but if you think about the technology that is in cars now with the ability to see their environment, we're talking about the same
it has
type
that kind of,
of
that
type
kind
of technology.
Of collision avoidance thing.
Sure.
Okay, that's what I was just curious as to what would happen there, because I
right.
Bad epithet for the tombstone ran over by 2 foot high robot thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 17th.
May I inquire the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Clay? He does. You may proceed.
Me again, Senator.
Hey, Senator.
So after some further thought and having a fun exercise thinking through all of the rights that could be conferred on robots, like can robots carry guns, can robots vote, can robots, et cetera, we've decided maybe we're not quite there, that robots should be considered our equals when it comes to rights. So I have an amendment that just removes the word rights and.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that, Senator.
Okay, thank you.
Happy to support you. Yep.
Thanks. Madam President, I have an amendment.
Please send that amendment forward. Has the amendment been distributed?
It has not. I'd ask, since it's just two words, that it be read.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the amendment?
And I move for its adoption.
Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 2, offered by Senator Arthur. Amend Senate Substitute Senate Bill Number 176, page 2, section 304.900, line 44, by striking the words, quote, rights and, end quote, period.
Senator, would you please move through the adoption of the amendment and proceed with your explanation?
I move for the adoption of the amendment. I hope it's clear to everyone what I'm trying to do here, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th.
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 11th?
I mean, I wasn't serious when I said I would be happy to take questions, but sure.
Is that a yes or a no, Senator?
It's a yes.
Well, she does. You may proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I will say on behalf of Sarah Connor and her son John that they are thankful for this amendment. And on the side of robots versus humans, I am strictly on the human side. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Senator from Green earlier said he ran a 6-minute mile. What year was that, Senator? No. With all that having said, thank you, Senator. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your support.
We are on Senate Amendment 2, offered by the Senator from Clay. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Clay renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 2 be adopted. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from Green. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole.
Senator.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Can I inquire of the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Cole?
You may have already said this.
I
don't usually pay attention when you're talking.
Ouch.
But so the Senator from Callaway mentioned something about hitting a pedestrian or something. What happens if I'm driving along and I hit one of these things? Do I have to buy a new one?
So I'm sure we're going to then get into the liability side of things, which is why we put the floor of the $100,000 threshold. Communities could obviously add whatever prescriptions they want in that dollar amount. But I'm not an expert on insurance law, but
the senator from Jefferson.
We might want to get the senator from Jefferson involved in a tiny robot collision dialogue, if that would
policy.
That would suit you.
Tiny robot policy. Okay, so you don't know if I have to buy a new one if I kill it.
Well, I mean, since we have stripped their rights away, I don't know that we can say now we're killing them.
Okay. All right, something I thought about.
I don't think that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Bet.
Thank you, Madam President.
We are on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 176. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I have an amendment.
Please send the amendment forward. Has the amendment been distributed?
Thank you, Madam President. It has not been distributed. I would ask that it be distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading, and I would move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Please move for the adoption of the amendment and proceed with your explanation.
Thank you, Madam President. I am very supportive of the Skynet drone bill. So I do think that this presents a unique opportunity for the body to consider something that may be a little more serious in nature, that specifically has to do with the COVID environment. And specifically what my amendment would do would, first of all, it would expand the title to transportation and would add language to the bill that would prohibit the use of so-called vaccination passports in the state of Missouri. Specifically, what the amendment says is that no entity in the state shall require documentation of an individual having received a vaccination against any disease in order for the individual to access transportation systems or services, including but not limited to buses, air travel, rail travel, taxi cab or limousine services, prearranged rides as defined in Section 387, other public transportations, or any public transportation facilities, including but not limited to bus and airport facilities. There's an ongoing conversation, Madam President, in our country right now of whether or not vaccination to any disease, in particular the COVID virus, should be required in order for a citizen to access public transportation or for a citizen to access air travel mechanisms that connect those citizens with each other, that connect the states to one another, and potentially would interrupt interstate commerce. Now, the Biden administration has come out recently and said that although they support the idea of vaccination passports, they are not willing to implement them by executive order at the federal level, which I think is the right decision, certainly. But at the same time, they're leaving it up to the private sector to determine if this infringement upon the free travel and movement of our citizens is appropriate. So what this amendment does, Madam President, specifically would prohibit any entity from denying a citizen access to critical travel mechanisms in the event that they have made a choice, a personal choice, not to get the COVID virus vaccination or any other particular vaccination. So with that, Madam President, I would move for its adoption. And if I could, I would inquire of the senator from the second.
Senator from second does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the senator from the second. Senator from the second. Senator from the second, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 23rd? one over there, Senator.
Madam President, you forgot to gavel me.
I gave you some grace today, Senator.
Thank you. And Madam President, do you mean the junior senator from St. Charles?
Oh, yes, I do. Maybe you should have gaveled me, too. Senator, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the junior senator from St. Charles?
I do.
He does. You may proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator. You may have been able to use the assistance of a personal delivery device to get you appropriately to your seat right there. That may have been beneficial in that case, since you went to the wrong desk.
Yes.
Senator. So, Senator, you and I had a conversation this morning and last night about this new idea that in America, citizens should have to have papers.
Yes.
In order to move from one area to another. This could be travel between the states. This could be travel between businesses.
Sure.
Under this idea of vaccination passports. What do you think about that?
Well, I am surprised that anyone is even talking about such a thing in our system of constitutional government with limited powers. There is a long line of cases governing the freedom, the right to travel. Going back, I, I'm I'm in my notes. I have notes about the seminal case in this area, but it goes back to at least the 1950s. This idea of the right of Americans to travel, it stems out of the right of privacy, the right of free association, and any kind of, I mean, I'll tell you, Senator, it gives me pause that these things are tracking you and I all the time. In fact, I often turn off my location services so they don't. But that's voluntary. I don't have to have a cell phone. But yeah, the idea of the government tracking us, or the government saying under what conditions we can travel or not travel, that's a deeply disturbing idea.
Right.
And I fear that the discussion on that topic, in the name of public safety, public health, is really disturbing. And I think this it's being discussed more and more as the COVID-19 pandemic wanes. You know, in this state, we've vaccinated 24% of citizens one time and 14% two. That's 34% plus natural immunity. And considering that we started vaccinating the most vulnerable, I think the pandemic is going to be over very shortly.
That's right.
I think the idea of a vaccination passport is a very bad one. A prohibition of vaccination.
There are three senators standing. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reluctantly raise a point of order. I believe the amendment goes beyond the scope. The bill deals with personal delivery devices. The amendment addresses vaccine passports, and I clearly believe it doesn't fit. However, I would like to have this discussion at a later day. That's true. Yeah.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? That point of order will be referred to the president. Senator from the 11th. The senator from the 11th has withdrawn his point of order. When the point of order was raised, the senator from the 23rd was inquiring of the senator from the 2nd. You may proceed with that inquiry.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator. I think after a brief conference here, what we're going to do is I think we're going to let the drone, the Skynet bill, move forward.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that the senator from Green doesn't understand those references, so I'm a little disappointed. We've been making these references for the past 2 hours, and they were completely going over his head. But we are going to have an opportunity in the very near future, from my understanding, to have this necessary and important conversation about vaccination passports. I understand that the way that the clock is set up right now for today, there are some committee hearings that have to happen, and we probably couldn't get into the vaccination passport discussion to an appropriate degree, but I think that's coming up in the very near future, probably on the next transportation bill that makes it to the floor. In exchange for that, I've agreed to withdraw my amendment from this particular bill so that it's a good day for those fans of
robots.
Of robots. And hopefully they will not achieve self-awareness. But I don't know if that's addressed in the bill. So thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. Madam President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Madam President, would you please send that amendment back?
That amendment will be sent back. We are on Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 176, offered by the senator from Green. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The senator from Green moves that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 176 as amended be adopted. As many as are that opinion are the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 176 as amended be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Green. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The Senator from Green moves that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 176 as amended be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 529, entitled An Act Relating to Biodiesel Fuel. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Revision Bill 1, entitled An Act to Enact the in lieu thereof 15 new sections of the sole purpose of repealing expired, terminated, sunset, and obsolete statutes. In which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business is announcements.
Oh, Madam President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. On behalf of Reverend Gawk, the Senate prayer breakfast will be tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. in the Senator from Franklin's office.
Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Madam President, your Committee on Families, Children, Veterans, and Military Affairs will meet at 12 o'clock in SCR1.
Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
The Senator from Boone has moved that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.